This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In the final leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Windhoek in Namibia this morning at the invitation of the Namibian President Netambo Nandi-Ndaitwa. This will be the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to Namibia and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia, which is coming after nearly three decades. The Prime Minister received a ceremonial reception and guard of honour at the Hosea Kutako International Airport in Windhoek. We have more from a correspondent.
Upon his arrival at Hilton Hotel, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi was warmly welcomed by the enthusiastic Indian diaspora, greeted him with slogans and cheers. Garba dance performances and yoga demonstrations were held in his honour during his maiden visit to Namibia. Delegation-level talks between India and Namibia are scheduled to take place at the State House. Several MOUs are expected to be signed, focusing on expanding cooperation in key areas such as energy, security, healthcare and pharmaceuticals. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also pay homage to Namibia's founding father and first president, late Dr. Sam Nujoma. Additionally, Mr. Modi will also be conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award in recognition of his contribution to strengthening bilateral ties. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will deliver an address at the Parliament of Namibia. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Windhoek.
Earlier, Prime Minister held talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia yesterday. Speaking at a joint press conference alongside the Brazilian president, Mr. Modi said that India and Brazil have agreed to raise bilateral trade to $20 billion over the next 5 years. Brazil conferred his highest honor, Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, on Prime Minister Modi. Global terror financing watchdog Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has said that e-commerce platforms have been used in the procurement of materials for a terrorist attack in India. This was revealed in the terrorist attack in Pulwama in Jammu and Kashmir and the Gorakhnath Temple in Uttar Pradesh. FATF, in a report on a comprehensive update on terrorist financing risk, said that digital platforms such as social media, messaging applications and crowdfunding sites are increasingly being abused for terror financing. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at 11 locations in Amritsar, Sangrur, Patiala, Moga, Ambala, Kurukshetra and Karnal in connection with the Donkey Root case related to the illegal immigrants deported from the USA in February this year. The investigation in the case was initiated on the basis of 17 FIRs registered by police authorities in Punjab and Haryana against the travel and visa agents and middlemen. A tragic bridge collapse incident near Padra in Gujarat's Vadodara district early this morning resulted in 9 fatalities and left 9 others injured. A portion of the Gambhira bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara districts, gave way, plunging 5 vehicles into the Mahisagar River. Local authorities, including the Vadodara District Administration, immediately launched a large-scale rescue effort. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the collapse of a bridge in Vadodara District, Gujarat. He expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones and wished for the speedy recovery of all the injured. Prime Minister Modi has sanctioned an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of persons who lost their lives from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. At least 109 people were killed and over 160 are still missing after devastating flash floods affected Texas and the US, with rescue operations still going on along the Guadalupe River. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha today. According to IMD, heavy rainfall is very likely to prevail over isolated places of Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. In Wimbledon, several quarterfinal matches are lined up for this evening at the All England Club in London. In the men's singles, Italy's Yannick Sinner will be up against Ben Shelton of the US. In another match, Italy's Flavio Cobolli will clash with 24-time Grand Slam winner Serbia's Novak Djokovic. And that is the end of this news bulletin.